we can try. And the best thing, and this is always the advice to every parent, many times the parents complain to me about their children, and they say the best thing you can do for them is dua. The dua of the parents is always accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially the mother. So we always remind them, make dua for your children and never give up. That Malik kept making dua for his son for 70 years. And his son changed only after his father passed away. So at the end, Allah accepted his dua. But again, Imam Malik never gave up on his son. Now, Imam Malik had many teachers, and we said before that the respect of the teacher was something great back then. At our time, this is one of the reasons why knowledge is getting lost, is that most students don't have really much respect for their teachers. And we see things, and you know, some things that... So the first teacher for Imam Malik, his name was Rabi'a. And this teacher, for him, knowledge is not as important as adab, manners, and which is something everybody agrees on. Even if you're a very knowledgeable person, if you do not have the manners and the etiquette to deal with people, people are going to run away from you. And we see that a lot of times. A person might be very knowledgeable, he has a lot of knowledge, but the way he communicates with people makes people run away. And that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you had this toughness in your heart and you were rude to them, they will run away from you. But I give you the mercy, that's why they all gathered around you. The Prophet ﷺ, when Allah wanted to compliment the Prophet ﷺ, he did not say that you have great knowledge. Although, of course, the knowledge of the Prophet came from Allah. He had great knowledge. But Allah said, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You have great manners. So manners, and that's for Rabi'a, the first teacher of Imam Malik. Manners are more important than knowledge. Now the second teacher, Ibn Zumurhud, something like that, his name, kind of complicated name. Anyway, he had a class in the Masjid al-Nabawi. But Imam Malik, again, for those who want to be special, they want to do something extra. So after the class, next day in the morning, Imam Malik goes to the teacher's house. He wants to learn more. He wants to be special. So he goes after Fajr, but he was kind of like scared. Again, the respect to the teacher. I cannot knock at the door at this time. I'm just going to sit here. Hopefully, he knows that I'm here. So he sits there, sometimes from Fajr to the sunrise, and still nobody, you know, knows that Imam Malik is. Just imagine, and he was still a young boy at that time. So what he does when he waits for a while and nobody opens the door, he just starts making noises outside. Not without knocking at the door, you know, just trying to make the people feel that somebody's outside. And sometimes the teacher hears that noise, so he tells his maid, go open the door. So she opens the door, it's Malik, of course, it was not an imam back then, still a young boy. So she goes back to the teacher and she tells him, Malik ibn Anas, he's at the door, he wants to see you. So the teacher smiles, he knows Malik is coming to learn more from him. He says, let him in. Now what does Imam Malik do at that time? Something funny. When he comes to the teacher, he brings some halwa with him. Why does he bring the halwa with him? When the maid lets him in, he takes the maid to the side. And he says, here, I brought some halwa. If any other kids come to see the teacher, tell them the teacher is busy. And give them the halwa and let them go. So I can have the teacher for myself. So we might not agree on the trick, that is a very nice trick or anything like that. But you see, he wanted to keep the teacher for himself so he can get as much knowledge as he can. And that's what made him special. Again, for those who want to be special, they need to do something special in order for them to get to that rank.